The first time I heard about Proyecto Open Arms was when they came to pick up their prize in the Abraham Lincoln Brigades. Talking to Oscar, I realized that he had never planned on starting an NGO or even planning on saving lives inside the Mediterranean, as he was used to saving lives on the beaches of Barcelona, which were mostly tourists and residents. One of the things that caught my attention was the way that he realized that some things you have to do yourself. And if he, one of the things that he did best in this world was be a lifeguard, because that's what he had done for most of his life. Because before starting the NGO, he'd already worked in Proactiva, which was a life-saving company in the coast of Badalona. And he realized that the European Union and the UN were not going to solve refugee situation and even less help lives. And he couldn't stand the thought of having people just dying in the same sea that he was watching from the coast of Badalona. And I think that's what got me to start this article. And the more I wrote about it, the more fascinated I became of how one becomes an activist and how one's little world of watching the coast all of a sudden just gets larger, and you realize there's a whole sea behind it. And yes, you can do something to help. You don't only have to stick to your little shore.
Welcome to Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, where you can listen to the current articles read by the authors or our producers. The Independent is a free progressive newspaper published in New York once a month. To learn more about the publication, about our podcast, Indestructible, or find past episodes of Indie Audio, go to independent.org. That's independent.org.
My name is Elia Gran, and I will be reading my article, We're All in the Same Boat, as published in the September issue of The Independent. Images abound of migrants from the Middle East and Africa piled atop each other in small boats adrift on the Mediterranean Sea. By the time the refugees step aboard these flimsy boats, they have already been traveling for months or even years from places like Senegal, Ivory Coast, Nigeria, Syria, Afghanistan, and even Bangladesh. They have crossed multiple borders with the objective of making it to Europe, leaving behind the horrors of war, torture, or poverty. The only way to get away is through the sea, Oscar Camps, founder of Proactiva Open Arms, told The Independent. The Spanish NGO was founded in September of 2015 as a European refugee crisis began to mount. The group specializes in rescuing people who need help in the Mediterranean Sea, as well as raising awareness of the injustices migrants encounter along their route, which often go untold in the media. When we rescue people at sea, there may be 110 men and 9 women, but these numbers aren't the same ones as the beginning of their trip, Camp says. Many women don't make it to the end. The most vulnerable people in this whole story are children and women. Women have a certain value on the market. They become sexual slaves in brothels. Unlike the larger NGOs, Proactiva collaborates with Migrant Offshore Aid Stations, or MOAS, Doctors Without Borders, and SOS Mediterranean. Proactiva's founders are lifeguards. Saving lives at sea is what they specialize in and know how to do best. The group's origins began with the image of Alan Kurdi, a Syrian boy who washed up dead on the shores near Bodrum, Turkey. Journalist Nilüfer Demir's September 2015 photograph of the 3-year-old lying face down on the sand went viral and moved people, Camps amongst them, who until then had not realized how deadly the refugees crisis had become. Initially focusing on the Aegean route from Turkey to Greece, Camps and a friend pooled their savings, approximately $18,000, and traveled with a team of fellow lifeguards to the island of Lesbos, offering their help. Thousands of refugees fleeing the Syrian-Afghanistan wars were seeking to reach Europe. Before the trip, Camps and his teams had worked as lifeguards on the beaches just outside of Barcelona, a day job Camp has kept even while running Proactiva. They made the switch from saving tourists to saving refugees off the Greek coast. Camps was astonished at the scant help being offered by the United Nations and the European Union, and how little information people in Western Europe were receiving about the refugees. I thought that the UN and the EU were important, serious organizations, he said. Turns out that the EU is a piece of crap with a flag made up of 12 stars, and that the UN is conditioned by 150 countries that simply veto each other. We realized that all these organizations that we trusted have been useless. When a humanitarian crisis like this happens, they ask for money and won't go to the affected territories until they get it, he said. After an agreement between the European Union and Turkey in 2016, in which Turkey was paid to take back the refugees from Greece, Cam started to shift his attention to the humanitarian crisis occurring closer to Spain, off the shores of Italy. Proactiva raised funds for a boat to help the organization reach refugees' dinghies, where they sank between Libya and southern Europe. Aware that many of the NGOs that were already at sea only had funds to maintain their mission during the summer, the Proactiva also rented a Dutch fishing vessel for the winter. The number of refugees traveling during the colder months decreases, but there are still many people who risk their lives on the frigid waters for a more affordable price for smugglers. Recently, a Spanish businessman gave Proactiva a tugboat that can handle both winter and summer weather and can carry more passengers. Impossible choices. Saving migrants at sea has proved to be a bit more complicated than on the beaches of Spain due to the sheer number of people who need help. Initially, we always tried to get to the children because they were the first ones to drown, Cam said. Later, after seeing the images of that day broadcast on TV, the children that we had rescued were standing alone crying because nobody had rescued their parents. These were children left in a new continent with a religion that wasn't theirs, where people spoke a language that they didn't know. They became vulnerable to whatever situation might come. That's when we realized that we were doing it all wrong. After the experience, we decided to rescue whole family units. That at the same time means we let whole groups of families die. We will have to live with those decisions for the rest of our lives. You don't remember who you save, but you remember those you saw die. In the last year and a half, over 200 volunteers have passed through the NGO, and there is a current waiting list of over 3,000 people who want to join. All of them are doctors, nurses, lifeguards, boat captains, boat mechanics, or cooks. Volunteers drop everything they are doing in their day-to-day lives to join the rescue mission, which lasts 15 days at a time at sea. Each volunteer is provided access to psychological assistance. Comes explained the psychological toll the rescue work can take. When you've been able to save 400 people and take them out of the sea, you feel so proud and unstoppable. But initially, you don't know if you're going to be able to save everybody, if you're going to have to drag 37 corpses out of the water. Proactiva has now been operating for almost 2 years, thanks largely to public donations. Members of the NGO have recently come to New York City to receive an award from the Abraham Lincoln Brigade Archive, Puffin Foundation for Human Rights Activism. The $100,000 prize, along with all donations to the group, go towards gas for their boats and water, milk, blankets, and clothes for refugees rescued. Kemp says thousands of people have been saved this year alone thanks to the group. Raising awareness of the refugee plight is the other side of Proactiva's mission. During trips at sea, Proactiva brings journalists along to document the plight of refugees on the open water. Reporter Andrew Katz, traveling with photojournalist Santi Palacios, recently wrote for Time magazine about what he witnessed on the Mediterranean with Proactiva. 181 people were cramped in a rubber dinghy, meant to hold significantly fewer souls off the coast of western Libya on July 24th. By the time the Spanish rescuers arrived the next day to the severely deflated vessel, 13 people, including 2 pregnant women, were dead. One of the women was the mother of 3 children who were also in the vessel. She died from inhaling the fumes coming from this engine. Proactiva and other NGOs seeking to rescue the migrants aren't the only boats searching for refugees in the Mediterranean. Right-wing organizations like Defend Europe accuse humanitarian organizations of collaborating with smugglers to send refugees to Europe. Defend Europe has launched a boat of its own, the Sea Star, seeking to repel the refugees. Ironically, at least 20 members of the boat's crew were deported when the ship docked in Turkish Cyprus in July, after authorities discovered that they were Sri Lankan migrants. In August, protests prevented the boat from docking in Tunisia. Ongoing crisis. There is no easy solution to the refugee crisis facing Europe and the world. Missing Migrants Project reports that 5,143 people died crossing the Mediterranean last year, victims of conflict and human trafficking with few other options for survival. Camp hopes that the number of fatalities will decrease this year, not simply because of his work, but because international institutions will step in to help stop the conflicts and prioritize the lives of civilians before they are forced to flee their homes. Camp says he started Proactiva in order to end it, meaning he wishes the work his organization performs was not necessary. Still, he is a completely changed man since he helped found the group. It's like when you turn a sock inside out. It's a completely different sock, said Gums. I am much more tolerant and much more of an activist. Your ideas and principles are the things you have to defend and the things you have to preserve.
That was The Indie Audio, the audio version of The Independent, produced by Elia Grant.